The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
One of the founding members of the Freedom Caucus represents the 4th Congressional District of Ohio and has served in Congress since 2007. We're happy to have Congressman Jordan be joining the visiting with the Upstate next week as we participate in the 9th Annual Faith and Freedom Barbecue over in Anderson for Jeff Duncan. Congressman Jordan, always glad to have you in Upstate, and glad to have you on for a few minutes with the Morning Answer.
Well, good to be with you, Joey. And it's going to be a good time there with Jeff Duncan, one of the best members of Congress and a good friend of mine. Looking forward to it next Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge event, always a fun thing, and of course, it's the largest gathering of conservative, like-minded individuals in South Carolina. So it's an event that you don't want to miss. Let's first spend a few minutes.
Go
ahead.
I was going to say, and you got a few conservative people in South Carolina too, don't you?
we have a few for sure, Congressman. That is for sure. Yes. Let's talk a few minutes first about the Freedom Caucus. You were one of the original. Yeah. I think there were 9 of you guys, right? Founding members.
Yeah.
You had some good company from South Carolina's Mick Mulvaney,
sure
and from he had represented the 5th District, and of course Mark Meadows, just across the state line there, Congressman Meadows.
Yeah.
He's actually my congressman too. My wife and I have a place in Western North Carolina,
there
so we kind of go back and
there
forth. So I've got Congressman William Timmons here in the 4th District, and Mark Meadows up in Western North Carolina. But talk a few minutes about the Freedom Caucus and what you guys had hoped to achieve by establishing this.
Yeah, the simple concept is we feel like there are a countless number of Americans who feel like Washington has forgotten them. Our job is to go there and remember them, fight for them, and do what we said, do what we were elected to do. And we try to do that with a smile on our face. I always remind folks, I think the Vice President, Vice President Pence said it best when he said, "I'm a conservative and I'm not mad about it." So we got the truth on our side. So let's go fight for the truth, but let's do it with a smile on our face and tactically, strategically, do the best, very best we can in trying to get done what we told the voters we were going to do, and more importantly, what they elected us to do.
Yeah, and I think you make a good point there. We don't have anything to apologize for, do we?
No, of course not. The truth is on our side. We believe in limited government. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the sanctity of human life, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We believe in free markets. We actually believe in the Second Amendment and that it should be protected as well. Right now, my biggest concern, frankly, is what's happened to the First Amendment. You go to college campuses, they're trying to restrict all kinds of free speech on college campuses. They're trying to attack conservatives from all kinds of different perspectives. So that's what we need to be fighting for, and that's what we try to do.
Yep, and I applaud what you guys do. You've got a lot of Americans out there who are just counting on you, and we appreciate what you do. How many members are in the Freedom Caucus now?
35. Never was intended to be a super group, but, you know, we want a group that's big enough to make a difference, particularly when you're in the majority, that you can many times determine if something's going to pass or not, but also a group that's agile enough and mobile enough that you can make good strategic decisions and move quickly. So that's kind of where we're at. And Jeff Duncan, of course, is one of our members. And as you said, Mark Meadows is probably my best friend in Congress and doing a great job leading our group.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple of issues, Congressman Jordan. And again, we appreciate you spending a few minutes of your time this morning. Obviously, with the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, we're talking the national discussion now is on guns. Talk with me a minute about the proposed red flag laws and what you think about you know, what we may need to change on background checks.
Well, look, you know, obviously these events, the most recent ones in Gilroy, El Paso, and right here in Dayton, Ohio, you know, those are just terrible, terrible tragedy, and we feel for the families who've lost loved ones. But I'm not convinced that there's any new law you can put on the books that's going to stop somebody as evil as these individuals were from doing the evil things that they did. I think they're going to figure out a way to, if they're bent on doing something that destructive, that terrible, that evil, I don't know if there's any law that's going to stop them. I'm very nervous about this red flag law concept because it basically flips the burden and inverts the standard we've always had in this country. And that standard is you are innocent until proven guilty. And red flag laws basically say just the opposite. They said you're guilty and then you got to go prove your innocence. And as I said the other day, I think that's the same standard Bob Mueller tried to apply to President Trump when he talked in his report about, well, we chose not to exonerate him. That's not the standard in this great country. So we got to be real careful about ever going down this this road that some are talking about with this red flag concept.
Yeah, and you're right, Congressman. In either one of these cases, if you look at Dayton and in El Paso, I don't know that any law would have prevented these two young men from doing what they did. Red flag or additional background checks, because of my understanding, they both own those guns legally.
Yep. No, I exactly right. And frankly, if they didn't have them legally, my guess is someone this bad, this evil, would have probably figured out some illegal way to obtain a firearm.
Yeah.
So many of these proposals, and it looks like Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is going to call us back early. I'm on that committee, and so we're going to be back in a couple of weeks, and they're looking to pass some legislation out of committee. I'm very nervous about what they're planning to do, because, again, I just don't see how it stops these folks. I tell you what does stop them. You know, a couple of days after the shooting, you had this knucklehead who went in a Walmart store with a vest and a gun.
Yep.
And the first responder had his concealed carry permit to stop that from that Walmart. So I think we have to keep that in mind too as we're thinking about what happens as we move forward.
Yep. Speaking of Representative Nadler and the Judiciary Committee, let's talk for a minute about his continued push for impeachment of the president. Where's that headed?
Yeah. Well, you know, he said 2 weeks ago that they've already started impeachment, even though they've not had a formal vote. I've always thought that they were probably going to move ahead with this. There's no basis for it. It's not warranted. The president's had an amazing 2.5 years in spite of, you know, intense opposition from mainstream press and
yeah,
certainly from all the Democrats and frankly, a few Republicans, unfortunately, in Congress as well. But I think that the Democrats, when they're so focused on stopping the president, they can't even think about doing what's best for the country. And unfortunately, I think that's the position we're in. And I think to probably move forward, certainly with more investigations. They just subpoenaed Corey Lewandowski, who didn't even work in the White House. It was, you know, obviously part of the campaign. So I think they're going to keep moving forward. It's ridiculous. And as we found out now, 10 months of Jim Comey's FBI looking at the Trump-Russia question, they had nothing. 22 months of Bob Mueller looking at the Trump-Russia question, they found nothing. And yet the Democrats' answer is, well, let's just keep looking. I think maybe a better approach is the one the Attorney General of the United States has taken, and that is let's find out how this whole false accusation started in the first place.
Yeah, and that's what we need to know for sure. But Congressman
sure.
Jordan, have you ever witnessed or do you remember a time when people disliked a president like they do now? And they'll do anything. They'll hurt our country. I mean, like yesterday, MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle literally hoping for a recession in order to defeat the president next year.
No, this is the best example yet. They are so out to get the president. They're actively wishing. I mean, it's sad, but that's sure what it appears to be. They're actively wishing for an economic downturn in the country. And I mean, I talked with business leaders all day yesterday here in our district, and all of them were telling me business is great. You know, we've seen an economy grow at 3%. We got the lowest unemployment in 50 years. Wage growth is up for middle class, working class families. Taxes were cut, regulations were reduced. All that happened under the leadership of President Trump. But you never know any of that if you watch CNN or MSNBC or just listen to Democrats.
Yeah, it's just quite amazing. Congressman Jim Jordan, always good to have you again in the Upstate. Looking forward to having you here next week for the ninth annual Faith and Freedom Barbecue to Jeff Duncan. Again, he knows how to throw a barbecue. And I got to ask you real quick, and then I'm going to let you go. You know, for a few weeks there, You were promoted as the headliner. You were the big star, and now you have been sort of pushed aside for the vice president. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. No, I think that is exactly what needed to happen. I just sense how important Jeff Duncan is, right?
That's right.
Lovely congressman like Bernie Sanders, but but he gets the vice president. That shows you what influence Jeff Duncan has. So we're looking forward to coming down there and hanging out with all of you, but in particular Jeff and the vice president.
Yeah, well, we look forward to next week, and I look forward to seeing you at the annual Faith and Freedom Barbecue. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Sure thing. Have a great day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.